You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
I just love these beautiful sunny mornings. I feel great. Oh, man, you gotta love days like this. This is the way to start it off.
Good morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Rise and shine. Shake a leg up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you. Welcome to the John and Gordy Fun Morning Show.
Woo-wee!
Wow.
We just love days like this. Oh. We'll take your calls.
I want some of whatever you guys are having. God.
Phone lights are open right now. 608-879-8255. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. God. Well, you know.
Okay. Happy Wednesday.
So here we are again.
Yep.
Struggling. Yeah. Struggling to make sense out of what's going on in this damn country. Wow. You know, don't you just get the feeling that this is Trump's plaything at this point, right?
Yeah. Right.
Just, the country is his toy, you know, and he's going to do whatever he wants. It. It's like one of those road rugs you get when you're a little kid, you know. Just lay it out. Do whatever you're gonna do.
You know, John, people never stop playing with toys once they grow up. Their toys just get bigger, and Donald Trump is just the biggest guy around, so he's gotta have the biggest toy.
He has the biggest toy.
Hey, who knows?
The U.S.
They're going to have the Pope election today. He might be elected Pope, you know, since he threw his hat in the ring.
Boy, and you got to know.
You
he
never
looked
know.
Good. He looked good in that hat.
He did. Yeah. Okay. It's 8 minutes past the hour. Look, the sun is just beaming through this morning. We have a few clouds out there, but it looks like a nice day ahead of us.
It does.
Yeah. It's going to be another warm one.
Now, Brittany called for rain in the evening. Was that last night or for this evening?
We just had a slight chance for a sprinkle last night, I think.
Okay, but, yeah.
I think the rest of the week is looking pretty dry.
Yeah, I got to say it right now. That's one of my pet peeves, by the way.
What's that?
You know, where the weather person, they kind of stick in this. There's a slight chance for rain. You know,
just to cover your ass kind of thing.
Exactly,
you know?
To cover my ass type of thing. And I'm tired of it. I sit up nights worrying.
Wow. Well, yeah.
I got nothing else to do except, you know, count the days this country has left. Oh, God.
Well,
we're going to talk about the Gulf of America bill. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's going before the whole House a vote, the Gulf of America.
If you want to know what the big story is today, it's the Gulf of America bill. God. Help us all. Please, someone help us all.
They have to put it up for a vote for the whole House of Representatives.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because, you know, they want everything changed. They want to change it in all the history books and everything else. All the official documents, they want it changed over to the Gulf of America.
See, there's a representative, a very good friend of Trump. Sorry, but they're all really good friends of Trump's.
Sure.
But anyway, this guy is an ally of Trump, and he put this bill forward, the Gulf of America bill.
Yeah.
And that stirred the whole House up. Oh, man. All of a sudden, now there is significant frustration among the Republicans that what are we doing? Don't we have this reconciliation bill? Don't we want to pay for things in this country or cut funding for everything? We want to make Americans suffer right away, don't we?
Yeah.
But, you know, this Gulf of America bill, it supersedes everything. Now they have to vote on this and look like complete idiots doing so.
Seems like they ought to be doing, you know, actual work there.
Yeah.
Actual working on budgets. And, yeah. Well, appropriations, things like that.
What is it, Sam?
my theory I just came up with. If they can change the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America and then make everybody forget about the Gulf of Mexico, they can do it with anything else. They can make people forget anything else.
There you go. Wow. Then, yeah, I think that's it.
It's a good theory.
If they can
do
this to the Gulf of Mexico, then
they can do anything.
You can do anything you want. Yeah. You know, you can rename America, you know.
Don't give them any ideas.
So then they can market new hats.
What? New hats?
Yeah.
Instead of make America great again, it's...
Make, whatever it is,
whatever.
Great again.
Donald Trump land.
Yeah, you could change the hat every once in a while and make a ton of money.
Well, they have those electronic hats now, you know, you can,
you can
dial
start
up
doing it. Yes. Different
it's like a walking billboard. Yep. Well, let's check the weather for today. What do you say, Jeff?
All right.
Here's something we can all agree on. There will be weather today.
There will be weather.
Yep.
You know, I updated my my Samsung phone to the new UI, and it's pretty fancy schmancy stuff. You know, I have new AI on my phone, Samsung phone.
Wait, why did you call it UI? What's UI? What do you
user
mean?
User interface.
What?
User interface.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you haven't got many of those, have you?
No, I don't know.
No. Okay. The official WMDX Samsung watch, now updated to the new UI, indicates it'll be 72 degrees today as the high.
Really?
Was I right? Yesterday, I was right.
Were you?
You guys said mid-70s.
Yeah.
It went up to almost 80.
Yeah. It was really warm.
It was really hot yesterday.
Yeah? So you're saying 72? Is that what your Samsung
WMDX watch? That seems
kind of
cool, but today was supposed to be a little bit cooler today, right?
All right. Well, let's get the...
it's hot this morning.
Do we have the bar dice handy? We can check out the temperature, the predicted temperature of the bar dice. Again, we never know which is the... first number, but there's a 7 and there's a 0. How does a bar dice have a 0?
How does it have a 7?
It's very unusual dice.
maybe not one of our best ideas.
We got to workshop these things a little more. Yeah, run it around the table. Spitball it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Currently, it's 51 degrees. Right. It's a little cool this morning.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Let's check out the national day calendar.
Oh, could we?
Yeah, I know you just can't wait. what is it today?
I can't see your screen.
Good. Is it? Uh-huh. Is it or is it not? One of these days.
Wow.
National Tourism Day. National Interpreter Appreciation Day. National Skilled Trades Day, National Postal Workers Day, National Packaging Design Day. There's a lot of days today. National Bike to School Day, National School Nurse Day, National Roast Leg of Lamb Day.
It's not that.
That's National Paste Up Day.
You just made that one up. That's ridiculous.
What?
You just made that one up.
No,
on,
you're
man.
Wrong. It is National Roast Leg of Lamb Day.
Oh, my God.
Sam, do you care to take a guess? Or did you doze
off? I was so distracted by how outrageous that one was.
Okay.
That would have been my guess. I guess I get the buzzer anyway.
Okay.
Hey, I want to see something new on my computer now that I've updated it.
Yeah,
well.
Sure. What?
Yeah,
what do you got?
Yeah, see, here, let's, crazy
I'll
thing
get
right
my
here.
Computer
don't
out
do
of the
way. No, no, no. Throwing these laptops
don't
around
do,
the room.
Don't adjust.
Well, I got to move it over here anyway. Okay, what do you got there? What is that? It says new, and there's some emoji there. What is that?
Yeah, it's some kind of weird television-ish. thing. It's just new. It's just moving back and forth on my screen. I have no idea what
you're fascinated by the most simple things.
I am.
What website is
Well,
that?
Technology is interesting, you know.
What are you looking at?
I went to this weird website, blockchain.news. Never been there before, but this is where I got the Gulf of America bill explanation, which I thought was more interesting than the normal networks story on this.
Okay. And it's got a little
it's got a symbol
there that's kind of flashing. And
it looks like a, you know, my cousin Martian kind of thing, you know.
My favorite Martian.
My favorite Martian thing.
It does. Yeah.
It does. It rolls back and forth.
Well, it's National Tourism Day, John, on May 7th.
It is. Well, that's nice.
A lot of people are coming to America to see, get one more look at it before it sinks into the ocean.
Yeah. Well, but they're not taking airplanes because, hell, we don't have an FAA anymore. Right. So
they don't have any radars at work. They got air traffic controllers walking out.
Wow. This,
you know, just hanging it up. But it is National Tourism Day. Yeah. For those who travel, it comes as no surprise when they find themselves receiving mailings and other offerings to visit exotic places everywhere. Marketers in the tourism industry are hard at work seeking new ways to draw tourists into their communities. Let's salute all the tourists.
All right.
And all the tourism offices.
Come see America before they rename that, too.
Yep.
Lynn in Golden Valley texted us, Trumpsylvania.
Thank you, Lynn.
That's good. Yeah, I like that.
You can text us or call us on the Civic Media app or 608-879-8255.
Let's come up with names for this country. New names.
New names for the USA?
Sure. Well, we can rename the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Let's try
the
America.
Gulf of America, yeah. Okay. It's National Interpreter Appreciation Day.
Why do we
appreciate interpreters?
Because they're on their way out, right? We're firing them all.
They're being replaced with AI, right?
Exactly. I was going to say that. That's one of the big updates on my phone. It translates everything now. You could speak gibberish into my phone, and
really?
It'll translate it into some kind of, Trump comment.
Great. All right. Well, we salute all the interpreters out there.
While you still have a job.
On with this. National Skilled Trades Day.
Yeah.
Lots of skilled trade workers. Boy, construction workers, they're all over the place in Madison right now.
They're really working on the leaf blower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Occupation.
Yeah. Where are the leaf blowers this morning?
They should be out there.
Yeah. National Packaging Design Day. Okay. We salute all the packaging design people out there. National Bike to School Day. Do kids still bike to school?
Every time I drive past Madison East, I'm like going to a store out on the east side or something, I see a ton of bikes out there, so they must.
Oh, good. That's good. I got to get my bike fixed.
Those kids are rebels. You know, the ones that drive their bike to school? They're loners. You got to look out for them.
Loners. Okay.
Did you bike to school?
I did.
Were you a loner?
I did. Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. Everybody did when we were kids.
Well, if you biked to school, you were different from all the other kids.
Mm.
In what way?
Well, you're a little more independent. You didn't get on a bus with a whole bunch of other people. You know, you didn't need them.
Did you do it in the winter
time?
Needed
to do this yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for a while.
That's hardcore.
Most of the time, yeah. When it was good.
That's crazy, man.
You know, when you could drive a bike or ride a bike, I guess.
It's National School Nurse Day. We salute all the school nurses out there.
Yes, yes. Yeah, especially the one that caught me licking the mimeograph
stuff
off the sheets. Wow, I can't imagine what she thought.
I bet she still talks about that to this day.
I bet she got out of nursing after that.
It's National Paste-Up Day. Paste-Up Day? Huh. They don't paste up newspapers anymore, do they? I don't think that's how that works.
So unless you're crazy, you've got a wall full of paste-up news articles.
Let's find out about National Roast Leg of Lamb Day.
Yeah.
Do you like leg of lamb? Have you ever had a leg of lamb?
Well, you know, it's kind of cruel to the lamb.
Kind of.
You don't want to kill lambs.
There's nothing there.
Lambs are cute.
There.
Adorable.
Yes, okay, when we come back, Sam's going to open up the history book and tell us what happened on this day, May 7th.
Can't wait.
Back in history.
Oh, boy.
It's all coming up on John and Gordy for a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us, huh?
We're having a beautiful day.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You guys just can't stop yourselves from laughing this morning.
Laugh it up. Good morning.
Yeah.
92.7 WMDX. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with producer Sam. 623, sunshine this morning, and highs around 70 or so.
Now I know why I'm so frustrated with the Gulf of America bill. Yeah. It was sponsored by Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, wow.
Everything she does, everything she touches turns to insanity. She is just...
She's just trying to do her part, mm-hmm. you know? She's trying to represent her people and help out Donald Trump.
Yes.
Change it to the Gulf of America.
How does she keep getting elected?
Well, actually, she's not doing well in the polls in her state.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, I read that the other day.
There is hope. But, you know, the thing is, when you change the Gulf of Mexico to America, you've got to change all the documentation, and that that's what this bill is all about. And it helps the House, Congress, to pay for all the changes that have to be made.
Well, that's where okay.
All right.
Well, let's open up the history books here before
I'm focusing on this because this is the dumbest story of the day, and we're going to be definitely covering this. You know, as Civic Media is always covering the hot stories, and this is the big one.
That's it. You got it. Sam, time to open up the history book.
Oh boy, all right, let's look.
Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Let's hear it. Let's find out what's going on.
Glad I got that out of my system.
Yeah.
No, you're...
Are you okay?
You keep inhaling this stuff.
What's happening?
Well, I went down a bit of a rabbit hole yesterday about America's first serial killer. You know the kind of people that, like, watch true crime documentaries
and
have, like, really deep but weird knowledge of serial killers?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised I haven't heard about this guy, H.H. Holmes. He was put to death on this day in 1896.
Was this in Chicago?
I forget exactly where it happened.
Keep going.
But yeah, in the 1800s, supposedly killed more than 130 people, which is insane.
Wow.
Crazy that happened. Some World War One history today. Okay. 1915, the sinking of the Lusitania. Are you familiar with that story?
They hit it with a bomb or something, didn't they?
German unrestricted submarine warfare.
Mm-hmm.
It was a passenger ship. Supposedly, there was no war supplies on board headed to Britain. That's what they say. But there probably was because it exploded and sank really, really fast.
Yeah.
That was a big deal back in 1915.
We don't have proof now.
I wanted to check on this because H.H. Holmes, this first serial killer, this was the guy I was thinking of. They wrote a book about him, and this happened during the World Columbian Exposition in Chicago, 1893.
Wow.
He was known as the Beast of Chicago. There's a book called The Devil in the White City, which is a really good book. Hmm. And
have you read it?
Yeah, I have read it.
Wow.
Yeah. And, it was fascinating. This guy was just, a madman.
Yeah. Well, he was a con man in addition to just being a killer. He, like, scammed people out of their money and then killed them and used, like, insurance fraud to kill people and get their money. It was wild stuff he was getting.
He confessed to 27 murders, but they think he did a lot more than that.
Yeah.
He lost track.
Well, it was before they had calculators.
That's right.
Okay. On to more history.
Today, in 1992, the 27th Amendment was ratified. It had been a pending amendment for so long that some states had forgotten that they ratified it.
Wow, they had megas back then.
It was first proposed back in the 1700s. Basically, the 27th Amendment... keeps congressional pay raises from going into effect before your current representatives get reelected.
Yeah.
So your representatives can't just keep raising their pay while they're in office. They have to, like, get reelected before their pay can go up. And I thought that this was funny. The reason that it became a big thing again back in the 90s, there was a history student, like in 8th or 9th grade, who said that it could still be ratified, that it's still open for ratification. And his history teacher didn't agree with him. And so he, like, wrote to his congress member, and they brought it up.
They found it up.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. It's fascinating, Sam.
That's right.
Okay. Anything else?
Some more recent history. You know microplastics?
Sure.
How well, I have a whole bunch of them in our heads.
Spoonful of microplastics in our brains now.
Yeah.
Today in 2004, the term microplastics was coined for the first time.
Okay.
And we still haven't done anything about it. We still haven't done anything.
No, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
We seem
right?
to be fine. I've got a plastic spoon in my head.
How would you know?
I mean, I haven't known anything else. I was born in 2001. That's, but I seem to be doing fine,
that, no,
right?
That's
I'm
true.
Not that crazy.
Well, you're here, aren't you? Of course, you're crazy.
Right.
Doing okay. All right.
All right. Are you guys good about that now? And, I mean, you know, just as long as we have straightened that out.
Okay.
And microplastics, I'm a big fan of that.
Well,
gotta have a little bit in your diet, right?
That's right. Well, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Gordy.
Any birthdays today, Sam?
I got a couple. I know you love the birthdays, Gordy.
I do.
Russian composer Tchaikovsky.
Oh, yeah. He wrote a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, the Nutcracker, the 1812 Overture. There was a couple.
Exactly. Those were the ones I was going to point out.
Okay, yeah.
Still waiting for a Lifetime Achievement Award for
right.
the Grammys.
It's also actor Gary Cooper's birthday today.
Gary Cooper, yes.
Far before my time. But I'm sure you guys.
He did a lot of great westerns, and he was actually a really good actor. Yeah.
Well, he's a rather quiet guy, right? But I didn't know why people thought he was such a great actor. You'd have to fill me in during the break. I don't know why.
I can't name a movie he was in. I have no idea. It's 29 past the hour, right around the corner. Idiocracy. A little bit later on, Judy Davidoff will update us on what's in the latest Isthmus, and Mike McCabe. It's all coming up on John and Gordy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Sometimes it can be very frustrating.
Yes.
You know, like Gulf of America bill that's going up for a vote today. Oh, I can't wait for the debate on that.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. It's 6:35.
We're not getting into it any more than that. We're scratching the surface. I think the title of the bill says it all.
Yeah. Well,
just about as dumb as you can make anything.
Well, we want to explore it. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene took a lot of time to put this bill together.
You're right. A lot of thought went into this bill.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened their doors back in 1958, they're still direct to consumer. They provide superior products at unbeatable prices. They have two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. You can find out a lot more about their lifetime comfort guarantee at Verlo.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to our big first story
Boy.
And it's Trump having a hard time with numbers. You know, he's trying to justify everything that he's doing, his tariff idea. Or terrible ideal. I think that's what they really meant. It wasn't tariff after all. It was just terrible. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is a quote where he actually takes out all the bad numbers and he keeps in the good numbers.
Let's
listen to it.
Of course, you have the Declaration of Independence.
What does it mean to you?
Well, it means exactly what it
says.
I don't think this is the right cut. Do we have, what's the number again? Do you have a number?
14?
It's not 14.
It isn't.
Okay.
Made a mistake this early on.
Okay, while we sort this out, our phones are open, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us on the Civic Media app. That's the easy way to get hold of us.
Well, thanks for filling in while we try to figure out what happened to the number system that we have. Okay, you've got it. All right, let's listen.
First quarter GDP numbers just out today. Core GDP. Now, we're removing distortions from imports, inventories, and government spending. Mm-hmm. Was up plus 3%. But this is Biden's economy because we took over on January 20th.
Mm, yeah. So he took out all the bad numbers and put in only good ones, and it sounded pretty good, pretty positive. You know, I mm-hmm. like it when it sounds better. Who cares?
You know,
if
maybe
it's accurate.
Maybe once Trump's presidency is over, he can go retire to a cherry orchard. That'd be great. He can just pick cherries all day long.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Sounds like a good time for him.
All right, well, you know,
might like that.
Now let's go to Stephen Miller. Advisor to the president, and certainly one of the bright spots in the administration.
He's scary, this guy.
He is really a scary-looking guy. Yeah. I mean, if anybody were a vampire, this is the guy. Anyway.
I can just see him dressed up as a vampire.
I know, I can too. All right. You know... Nick Cage could do him in a movie.
Oh,
you think?
That would be perfect casting. Yeah, yes.
It would be.
Oh, man.
All right.
You know, Nick Cage has played a vampire in a couple of occasions. That'd be great.
He played Count Dracula in a more recent movie. That was actually a very funny movie. Mm. All right. Anyway, let's get back to Stephen Miller. He knows. He has a philosophy. We own our children. Okay, and we're going to teach them the right things in schools. So let's go to cut 11. I hope I got this one right. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to have to work. Back to school, John. All right, let's listen to this.
Children will be taught to love America. Children will be taught to be patriots. Children will be taught civic values for schools that want federal taxpayer funding. So as we close the Department of Education, and we provide funding to states, we are going to make sure that these funds are not being used to promote communist ideology. For any nation to be successful, it cannot teach its children to hate themselves and to hate their country. So these are a few of the areas in which President Trump has fought the cancerous, communist, woke culture that was destroying this country, where we were led to believe that men were women, that women were men, that racial discrimination was good, that merit was bad, and that safety and physical security matter less than the feelings of liberal ideologues.
Wow. Well, I'm encouraged now. I'm glad they've done away with the Department of Education, because all we need is Stephen Miller there to teach our kids the right things to know.
Anytime he takes the podium, Scary stuff, isn't it?
You just don't know what he's going to say next. But he gets on a roll. Do you see his rants?
Yeah.
You know, he has that little that head twitch that he does.
Yeah, he's got the little He does. Yeah. Especially with reporters, when he gets questioned by a reporter and they do follow up questions, he goes right off the rails.
He does.
Man.
He's talking backwards about so many things. I wonder if he would like speak normally about more things if we like turned him around and drew a face on the back of his head.
Good idea.
Only one way to find out, right?
Oh, that sounds like a fun thing to do. the question was, and this is from Representative Dan Goldman, okay? He presented this question in Congress. The question is deporting children with cancer who are U.S. citizens, is it wrong to do that? And this is cut 12. Let's listen.
How about this? Raise your hand if you do not think children with cancer who are American citizens should be deported.
Do nothing.
No hands.
Looks like it's all the Democrats and none of the Republicans.
There you go.
That was yesterday on the House floor, them discussing immigration. House Rep Dan Goldman goes, hey, we're trying to find common ground here. Can we at least all agree that a child who is a U.S. citizen who has cancer shouldn't be deported? Don't ever f-ing come at me with pro-life. Don't ever tell me about protecting the children. You all don't give a shit. You don't care about people on a basic human level.
And that is, that's it. Bottom line in it, right?
Is that Dan Goldman?
That was Web Wisdom. That was Ent. I can't remember.
Ent?
Ent.
Ent.
Tizzy Ent?
Tizzy Ent, yeah.
Tizzy Ent.
He's out there on TikTok doing his stuff. Yep.
Okay.
But good, you know, it's good to know. Good to know that the Republicans don't care. God. I mean, that seemed like an easy question, right?
Yes.
Now, let's throw him a softball. Not going to happen this time. Not happening. All right. How about this? Trump is using taxpayer money now to pay immigrants to self-deport. You might have heard the story a couple of days ago. You saw that, right?
Yes. I did.
Yeah.
Like, he's paying people $1,000 to leave the country.
That's right.
I'm thinking about taking a vacation to Canada in a couple weeks.
Are you?
Where's my $1,000?
You know,
are you going to go north up Sault Ste. Marie way?
No clue where I'm heading yet.
Okay. It's only 7 hours away.
All you have to do is say the magic words, I want to self-deport. They'll give you $1,000. You're gone.
Away you go.
I did go to Toronto. That was my only excursion outside our country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to Canada, I think, three times, four times. Yeah.
It's good. It's good. Well,
it's beautiful.
Let's find out more about the self-deportation right here on Fox News.
Oh. Okay.
To you. So Fox News can report exclusively that DHS will announce today that they're going to start paying for the commercial flights of illegal aliens who self-deport from the U.S. And on top of that, they're going to pay them an additional $1,000 stipend once they're confirmed to have left the country. Now, DHS says doing this is going to be significantly cheaper for the American taxpayer. They tell us that right now it costs on average about $17,000 to arrest, detain, and deport someone. They say paying for self-deportations and the stipend will only cost about $4,500 per person. That's about 70% cheaper. Aliens are going to have to register to self-deport on the new CBP Home app to access that DHS financial assistance, as well as announce their intent to leave the country. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem tells Fox in part, quote, "If you are here illegally, self-deportation is the best, safest, and most cost-effective way to leave the United States to avoid arrest."
There you go. So $1,000 for that plane ticket to self-deport, right? Nothing says tough on immigration than paying somebody to leave the country. Here's a check. See you later.
Sam, all you have to do is be an illegal alien. You could just fake that, couldn't you?
I'm sure I could. I could just burn my birth certificate. Problem solved.
So while they pass out these checks, right, to get people to leave, we're trying to avoid bankruptcy. For the United States. Now they're calling this. You heard the numbers there. $17,000. I think that's the headline.
Yeah.
What? $17,000 to deport one individual? Right.
Yeah, we could just leave them be.
One immigrant.
They're still contributing to the economy.
And they're actually contributing to the economy, and they're contributing to Social Security and Medicare,
which they don't get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, what a deal. we are so good at numbers.
Do the numbers.
Jeez. Oh, man, I tell you.
It's frustrating. It is 646. You can call us, 608-879-8255. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. All the insurance is accepted, no hassles, individualized care, not one size fits all. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center, and they help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. They improve the quality of life through better hearing. And again, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Suite 200, okay?
Go in there and Madison. Say hello to Jim and Sarah.
Yeah, you were there. It was great.
Was.
Yeah, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They also have an online hearing test. You can check that out there. Okay.
All right. So let's see here. The new breaks. I'm trying to figure out what we've got for time.
Hang on.
You've got a minute and a half, John.
Yeah. We do. Okay. Let's get something here. Okay. I think this is kind of bizarre, interesting, maybe a little out there. But, you know, the self-deporting thing was just enough of craziness to actually try to absorb. But this happened.
Yeah.
The Trump administration removed the federal government's memorial to victims of gun violence. Did you guys hear about this?
You're kidding.
Yeah, I didn't even know they had this, but it's it's in D.C. They have this memorial. Every year they set it up. They took down 120 portraits of dead Americans, including police officers and children killed by gun violence. And I guess they don't want that reminder to be out there that that's one of the problems the Trump administration doesn't feel like taking care of at this point, because we have more important things like the bill to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, which is huge. I mean, we really got to take care of this one.
Okay. We will be back with more Idiocracy.
Let's rock.
Okay.
Let's rock.
Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning. We're hoping that you have a really good one this morning, because it is so beautiful and nice outside and is just gorgeous, you know?
It's fantastic.
I mean, we both wore T-shirts in here this morning.
Our high today, about 70 degrees.
Well, Sam, Sam the producer, also has a T-shirt on.
It's T-shirt day.
Yeah. You know,
I wore shorts today for the first time.
Shorts. Really?
Yeah.
Is that a, let me just ask you, is that a white T-shirt?
Are you color? You can't be white colorblind. What are you talking about?
What are you saying?
Well, yeah, what are you?
He's saying it's a little off-white.
It's a little off-white, and
well, it's been worn and washed.
Yes,
plenty
I know.
Of times.
I can see that.
I don't separate my light and dark colors in the laundry.
Well, I don't either. But it's a faded
white. Kind of a grunge white would you say, John?
Do you want me to bleach it when I get home?
Just a little tip, okay?
Johnny's laundry tips. Okay. What do you got?
If you're looking for a new girlfriend, I wouldn't wear white T-shirts anyplace.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Coming up...
No, seriously. Yeah, for some reason, I don't know. Right, I don't know why this is true, but I found this to be true over time.
Yes.
White T-shirts are not a favorite. Women do not like them.
They don't?
No.
Okay.
But change the color, and it's game on, right?
Good to go.
Game on. No. But I'm just saying, white T-shirts, you know, they're great for working around the house, you know, doing handyman type things.
Which
you do all the time. You're constantly working on stuff. I understand that. But, you know, in public, leave the white T-shirt.
Keep digging that hole, man.
You say it like I'm wearing like my pajamas outside or something like that.
It's pretty close. Pretty damn close. All right. Now, I could be wrong. You know, we're always, you know, we're always fishing for text. That's a new feature we have. Fishing for text.
Fishing for text?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cast the line out.
Let's see. Yeah. Let's see if anybody else feels the same way about white T-shirts.
Catherine says, Sam, do not take dating advice from John Peterson.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
She really has a good point.
Yeah, drop the mic. That's okay.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Coming up in our next hour, we'll be talking to Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus. Find out what's in the latest issue, and also check in with Brittany Merlot on weather, and Mike McCabe, also from Substack. Okay. man.
Don't go out on State Street just in a kind of standing around, because they'll probably arrest you for vagrancy.
All that right, T-shirt? Anyway. It's not... I mean...
Oh, God.
It doesn't look ragged or anything. It's just...
See, I've been traumatized. You know, I was criticized for wearing white T-shirts.
What?
And it's bothered me ever since. I like white T-shirts. I like working in them. I think they're fine, and they reflect a lot of light. They're cool. Wear it in summer.
You've got some repressed trauma,
but
John.
I was traumatized by the fact that whoever it was that said, don't wear white T-shirts, they bother me, bothered me for a long time.
Wow.
So I'm still living through that trauma, you can see.
Yeah, we're worried
about
you. And
I'm taking it on you, Sam. Sorry about that. But now that you're leaving, who cares?
Okay.
All right.
It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks here.
All right. I think we've run out of time.
We were going to talk about planes, weren't we?
We were. We're going to talk about Newark's Liberty Airport.
What is going on
there? Massive disruptions there. 800 flights canceled, delays up to 5 hours, staffing issues, and air traffic control system failures. They've got all that kind of stuff. Let's get to Sean Duffy. Excuse on that. Here is a report on what's happening. Listen.
Monday's bad weather complicated an air traffic control staffing nightmare that started last Monday. After a number of system outages, controllers' screens essentially went dark for up to 90 seconds, losing the ability to track aircraft at a key facility handling traffic in and out of Newark.
You think?
It was a breaking point for about a half dozen controllers who requested trauma leave due to the working conditions, allowing them to essentially be off the job for up to 45 days.
They're frustrated. They're angry about having to use this old equipment.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says cracks are showing in the nation's aging air traffic control system.
The delays that we're now seeing in Newark is what's going to continue to happen around the country.
Well, thank you.
Duffy is expected to announce a multi-year plan to overhaul and update the system this week.
He's so smart, isn't he? On Jen Psaki last night, this was Duffy and listening to what Buttigieg has to say about Cut 55.
But how close were we for disaster there?
No, listen, we have backups in place. But let's talk about what happened. So we have really old infrastructure in America. It hasn't been updated in the last 30, 40 years. This should have been dealt with in the last administration. They did nothing.
What do you make of that?
It's just politics. Look, I hated the technology that we inherited because it did need to be upgraded. So
from the last administration and prior to
I mean, look, these problems have built up over a long time. I didn't sit around saying, who can we blame for this? We launched a contract to modernize the infrastructure, take what's basically a copper wire system and transform it for the internet era, get fiber going there. Now, that's not something that could be done overnight. One of the things that's hardest to do when you leave an office like that is you hand over the keys and it's up to the new guy to take it to the next level. But that's very much something that we had underway. So there were really two sets of issues. There was the technology piece, and that's one of the things we did about that. And then there was the workforce piece. We all know that we haven't had enough air traffic controllers. And again, this built up over decades. There were literally decades when the number of air traffic controllers were going down. We finally got it to go up. We had a growing air traffic control workforce, and that's what we handed over to the new administration. I don't know whether that number is going up or down now. I don't know whether they've kept it growing or whether it is falling back. But I do know what we did. It took years, but we took a declining air traffic control staffing number, and we finally got it growing.
There you go. Isn't that fantastic?
It's Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah. But instead,
transportation
Duffy
sector.
Wants to just blame previous administrations, that's especially the Biden administration, for not doing their job upgrading the system, yet they did.
And on it goes. Coming back with more. Stay with John and Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.